Sally Kristen Ride was born a California girl. She loved the taste of the sun on her face and wind in her hair. She was smart and sassy. She was energetic and strong. She was a diehard Los Angeles Dodgers fan, dreaming of one day playing shortstop for them. Sally did not grow up wanting to be an astronaut, but life would lead her down a path of hard work, luck, and privilege that would eventually make her the first American woman in space. Sally Ride was born on May 26, 1951, on a sunny yet cool Saturday in Southern California. Her parents, Dale and Joyce Ride, said she was an active toddler who knew what she wanted and would stop at nothing to get it. This was a trait that would follow her throughout her life. Her first word was no, giving little Sally a powerful tool to let those around her understand what she wanted and didn't want before she could even form full sentences. Letting the people around her know what she wanted was something Sally did her whole life. And since her little toddler tongue had trouble pronouncing Sally, she referred to herself as Sassy, a nickname that fit her personality. She was 2 years old when her younger sister Karen was born. But because little Sassy couldn't pronounce her sister's name, she ended up calling her Pear, which led to Bear, a name that would stick through adulthood. Although there was not a lot of hugging, kissing, or whispered I love yous in the Ride household while Sally was growing up, there was stability, encouragement, and tons of love. Dale and Joyce were open-minded people who raised their daughters without worrying about what people said girls or boys should do in that time. In the 1950s and the 1960s, most girls were taught that they weren't as strong, smart, or tough as boys. But Sally's parents wanted their daughters to believe they could do anything boys could do, and they encouraged their girls in everything that they tried. Not everyone felt this way back then. Many felt boys and girls should do different things from each other and that they had their designated roles. We wanted our daughters to excel, not conform, Joyce once explained. Dale said that he always encouraged his daughters to go after their passions and always allowed them to explore. There was absolutely no sense, through all the years growing up, that there was any limit to what I could do or what I could pursue, Sally later said. When Sally was 9 years old, that sense of exploration led the family to spend an entire year traveling throughout Europe. Her parents, with permission of the girls' school principal, took the children out of school in 1961 and drove a station wagon from one European country to another and from city to city. The girls learned about different cultures, saw new sights, and met new and interesting people, all of which opened Sally's and Bear's eyes to a big, beautiful world outside of America. Sally rode in the front passenger seat as the family navigator with a map in her hand. Back then, people didn't know of the dangers of children sitting in the front like they do today. Her father was at the wheel, and her mom and sister rode in the back, providing the family with jingly tunes to pass the time. It was in Spain that Joyce taught Sally how to play tennis, a sport she would grow to love and excel at. Sally was an exceptionally talented athlete. She loved baseball, football, really any kind of sport with a ball, and even those without. Sally would play with the neighborhood kids back home in California and wasn't afraid of getting dirty. But she hated being called a tomboy. Tomboy, when applied to a girl, means a girl acting like a boy, as opposed to a girl acting like a girl, Sally told a reporter when she was older. Despite her rough and tumble nature, young Sally was also shy. She didn't like to be called on in class, even if she knew the answer to the teacher's question. She would huddle down in her chair, hoping the teacher wouldn't notice her. Sally was an introvert, which meant she didn't like too much attention and enjoyed spending time with herself or those she felt closest to. But Sally was born to shine, which sometimes conflicted with that introverted nature.